From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Liz Montgomery reports for Porcupine Soup that at the June 6th Hudson Board of Education meeting, the school system named Cheryl Rabinowitz, Catskills' longtime middle school principal and district director of technology, interim superintendent of the Hudson City School District. Rabinowitz replaced Dr. Lisa Marie Spindler, who left as the district superintendent just after more than a year in the role. Hudson Board of Education President Willette Jones said of Rabinowitz, and I quote, her collaborative approach and commitment to maintaining a safe, welcoming, and engaging educational environment will greatly benefit our school district and community, end quote. Read more about this story in Porcupine Soup. There are primary elections for local officials this month, with voting taking place from June 17th to June 27th. In Greene County, there is only one primary election. Republicans in New Baltimore decide between two candidates for highway supervisor, Robert P. Van Etten and Alan W. Van Warmer. In Columbia County, the Chatham Future Department has an uncontested primary in the northern Columbia County town. In New Lebanon, Republicans choose between Peter McCagg and Jeffrey Weinstock for highway superintendent. And there is also Democrat primary elections in all five City of Hudson wards. June 17th is also the last day to register to vote in the primary. June 12th is the last day for the Board of Elections to receive any application by mail or online for a primary ballot. WPDH reports that Representative Mark Molinaro has listed his Dutchess County home for sale. On June 5th, Molinaro's Red Hook home appeared on Realtor.com. The Republican did not announce the sale, but he currently represents New York's 19th congressional district, but does not live within that district after redistricting changed the lines in 2022. Molinaro is selling the 2,600-square-foot home with four bedrooms and 2.5 baths on 5 acres with a wooded backyard. The home is currently listed for $625,000 with estimated property taxes of $9,500 a year. Read more about this story on the WPDH website. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.